Hi, Vanya.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Mike Jensen. I'm good. I have you really close to me right now. It's like,
Oh, that's nice. That's fun. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it awkward or is it nice to be near?
It's good. No, it's nice to be near you. But I think I need to go to the optometrist because my eyesight is finally dwindling. Yeah. Mama can't see no more.
Some readers or something. Are you okay with your driving?
I think so.
Should I ask that question?
It's like if I've been staring at a computer screen for a long time, it's taking me a longer time to like focus on everything else. So that I have the up close thing is okay. Like I don't tend to need readers yet. Like I don't have my text messages on like, you know, font sure. size 26, but
right.
But it's the yeah, I don't know. Just degenerative eyesight situations. I'll figure it out. But it is like,
gotcha.
You know, I know you've had glasses all your life or most of your life. And
I was like 16.
Lots of friends. But I, you know, being an adult woman, like in my midlife crisis time, I'm like, what? No, I never needed them. So anyways, I'm having a hard time. I'm coming to terms with a lot of things these days, man. Am I? I'm just sad about getting older.
You and me both. Ooh, you got your little Coke Zero there. I made a little iced coffee for the afternoon.
It's tiny, but I know it's not great for you, but sometimes you need a little afternoon pick-me-up, if you know what I mean. Oh, by the way, happy Canada Day a few days ago to all my Canadian friends out there.
Was it Canada Day?
Yep.
Canada Day?
Canada Day. We celebrated. We had a Bloody Caesar.
Oh,
which
nice.
Is a yummy drink. It's like a, it's kind of like a Bloody Mary, but it's tomato and clam juice. I know what, but it's really good. Trust me.
Clam juice kind of freaks me out, but I do know that it's a thing.
I mean, it's probably more like a clam broth, I assume.
Sure.
Rather than like the juice of a clam, that would be really fucked up.
Gross. Yeah, it's been a week. I don't know. I don't know how you're. I sometimes I have like one good story, and sometimes I feel like I have like a dozen tiny little things. I guess like
That's
one
amazing.
Thing we kind of talked about this. I bought so much new equipment, and I spent a good amount of money, and I'm still working on the buyer's remorse.
I'm feeling
better about some of it, and like I got a new computer. This is out of order because the computer is the last thing that I bought, but I had already spent so much money at the guitar store, whatever it's called, that I went to Apple and I was like, hey, I'm looking at this versus this versus this, and it was expensive versus really expensive versus really expensive.
Yeah.
And you know, they were pretty good because once again, I'm telling this story in the wrong order. I can't decide if I got played at the guitar place. Like, I can't decide if I was really given the stuff that I needed. But I did feel like at Apple, they were pretty good about being like, well, we don't think you need this. Like, it doesn't feel like this is what you need. Like,
computer-wise.
It might be an investment in, like, yeah, computer-wise.
Got
like,
it.
In a few years, maybe you'll want to do this. But for right now, choose between the lesser of the two. And I'm really glad I decided on the middle. Because if I had gotten the lesser, like, immediately got home. And I was like, oh, that would have been a horrible decision if I had gotten the lesser. So I felt good about that decision really quickly. I will say with the... So I got a new... I literally said to the guy... I need a microphone that's better for singing. The microphone that I use for recording right now is also my podcast microphone. They'd probably be a better quality. He led me into like the top of my, literally like, I can't spend more than this. Like that's where he led me immediately.
Right.
And I was like, oof, like, is he trying to get the sale? Because in order to get that microphone, I have to get this other thing that's going to connect the microphone to the computer.
Yeah.
And that was more expensive, though we kind of talked about it. And I guess you were in the same situation. And so I literally was like fearful of putting it all together because all I could think was if it doesn't work, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like if there's any kind of complication with it, well, I just need to return it all. And literally yesterday, that was like the primary thing that I did with my day. I was like, I need to get up. I need to put this together. He had told me already that like downloading the software is difficult because the new MacBooks make it really hard to do that. Like the new Mac, and it's because they're protecting themselves. It's because they're protecting from viruses and things like that. So I will say the process of doing the, getting the software was not easy, but like went fairly breezily. I was like, all right, that
great.
All worked. Plugging my stuff together. And then it literally just came down to like the mic wasn't working. Like, it wasn't doing anything. And I was trying to read. I was like on all these different threads and watching all these different videos. And I was like, well, I need to get to the apartment. So I like left my apartment and like went to the movies, which we'll talk about later. And then I have this new thing on Mondays. I don't know if it's going to be like a Monday tradition, but I tend to go to the movies on Monday afternoons. And I go to the movie theater that's sort of my local theater. It's like a 20-minute walk away.
Nice.
And
love
it's funny because I used to never go to that one. And now it's like my go-to. And then I walk to the water. I walk to the Hudson as the sun is setting. And I'll do a little puzzle on my phone and watch this. Yeah, it's been kind of nice. So I did all of that. And then basically I got up and was like, all right, I need to go home and get this microphone to work. And it was not going well. And I was literally in that phase of like, do I pack everything up tomorrow, including my computer, and take it to the store and say, make it work? And if you can't make it work, I'll
kill you.
This. Right. Basically, like just losing my mind.
Yeah.
I literally was on like, listen, I don't want to give Reddit credit because I think that a lot of crazy stuff happens there.
Sure.
I was literally on a Reddit thread. And it wasn't about my system. It wasn't about my microphone, but it was someone else having an issue. And the person was like, did you press the button that says plus 48 volt to turn on the phantom power?
Oh, yeah.
And no, I hadn't done that because no one told me to do that.
And it wasn't in the steps? No,
it wasn't listed anywhere. And like, I feel like instructions today are all meant to be interpreted through like alien language where like nothing just comes out and says this is what it is. Including like me trying to fix my closet behind me that I'm touching. This door moves perfectly. This door, I have to like pull to, and I know that I'm damaging something. I know that something's wrong, but I go to the manual and it's those people with no faces that like have arrows that point to things right. And like crosses and things like that. Anyways, I press the button. I am officially using my new microphone right now.
Oh,
I have no idea if it sounds better. I guess we'll see how it goes.
Oh my
but it's
God.
Working. It's
that's
working
so
and I'm recording. Yeah. So I am excited about that.
Mike, I feel like that's where I'm like okay with AI because I just want to say to AI, pretend I'm a fifth grader and explain the directions, blah, 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 blah. Because they have access. I mean, you know, the AI has access to all of the stuff online, right? So I'm like, explain it to me in every detail. Like, I need to be told like a baby how to put
well,
this computer
together. It feels insane to me that
it's
like...
stupid, I know.
It, right, that it took me that long to figure it out. And I'm glad I figured it out. I'm kind of curious now to like maybe sing a little
so
and see.
So fun.
And I do have other stuff that I have, but like that he, once again, I don't know if he sold me on stuff
what
I don't need.
What else did you get? Tell me. I want to know.
Well, I did get like headphones, like these kind of headphones.
That's good, yeah.
I hear that those are better for recording that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Like even right now with I have my AirBuds in and it's so distracting to like try to have a conversation with the buds in. So I might even switch to that. He also sold me this like thing. I'm showing that but there's like it's almost like
Mike's
a sound
right now.
Barrier.
Oh.
It's like a sound barrier that clips behind the microphone to like keep all the sound. Now, I don't know
good.
If that's going to work with like the popper and all that. So I haven't opened it yet. We'll check it out and we'll see how it goes. But so, yeah. So those are the things. I also, I had to like buy a wire in order to, I got, a microphone wire.
You needed
that I didn't
it all.
Have
you needed it all. I think he didn't. I don't think you got schooled. I think I got
here's what I
schooled
here's what I think.
Or whatever.
I think I got sold expensive things that are really good.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, think that, and I was reading somewhere, and once again, who knows, but I was reading somewhere that was like, listen, if you're putting a home recording studio together, the studio itself will only be as good as the weakest thing you buy.
For sure. Yeah.
So I feel right now good about it because it's working. Once again, last night I thought that I was,
I'm so excited, Mike. I can't wait to hear your music, you singing with it. Like, I think it's going to make such a difference.
It's funny because I think that I mentioned this, that I've had a hard time getting in touch with the guy that mastered my previous album that's out. And on one hand, that's been frustrating. And on the other hand, I'm definitely going to re-record at least one of the songs because there's one song that I've never been fully happy with my vocal performance. And I kind of did that thing that I do of like, well, it's not done because it's perfect. It's done because you need to be done with this album. But I'm like, you know what? Let's try this new microphone out. Let's re-record this one song, see how it sounds.
I think that's a perfect thing to do with your microphone. You know what I mean? Like your first little foray into the creative process of, I'm excited. I think it's great.
I will also, like using this new computer. So literally my other computer was to the point where like on GarageBand, the basic synth would play. And then as soon as like the drum line kicked in, it would shut down and be like, too much information.
Yeah.
The new one is great. Like, it processes so fast. It's all good stuff. I'm feeling mostly good. Yeah. Anyways, how are you doing? How's your week been?
I'm excited. It's good. It's, you know, it's busy as usual. I honestly, like, I've been thinking, I'm like, what am I going to talk about? I feel like this summer for us is not like any other summer.
Sure.
I'm working and we're just juggling kids at home, you know. It's just, it's intense, Mike. I'm like, yeah. Really, it's really intense. Like, I'm going to need a vacation after summer is finished. But, you know, and then, you know, my husband's, he's working on a gig that it's still in like the previews or what, not previews, but like it hasn't like been full. They're not paying yet. And it's so stressful when you work freelance like that, where you're sort of like creating things for people to make choices and decisions. And then once, you know, it's just been a very stressful week because I feel like I have been in this place since February of like, okay, just got to get here and then everything's going to be okay. Just got to get here and then everything's going to be okay. And I feel like, you know, it's okay. We are fine. We have, you know, we're eating. We have we're still in our place. Everything's great. We've tapped into the savings, which is stressful for me. I just love being super, super honest with everybody. But like, it's those things nobody talks about where you're just like, oh my God. And you think everything, when things are just, you're bouncing along life and nothing's different or weird. I'm so mad at myself for not being grateful for those moments because now I'm just like very stressed out. But I have two leads to get some therapy. I'm kind of like wondering if we need maybe some couples therapy, and it's not even for him, it's for me to be like, this is hard and I don't know how to like talk about anything without, because everything feels charged, you know.
Sure.
It's like, it's important, he's working really hard, I'm working really hard, but there's no like clear line of success. So I don't know, and I have a lot of like feelings, so I'm like, I'm amped. I'm fucking amped all the time, man. And it's not good for everybody. But I'm doing the best I can. At least I'm aware of it. But I just honestly don't know how to release the hounds.
I feel like, I don't know what it is. I feel like we're in such similar places.
Really?
And obviously in really different ways. It has been so... Listen, let's flip the script, man. Like, we were going to talk about our... Let's do our little topic right now, because I didn't know what we were going to talk about exactly. And you brought up the idea of summer sadness.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's exactly what this is, but there's so much of that happening for me right now. And what I mean by that is, like, I know that for you, it started before the summer started, but it really, like, these last couple of months have been so hard. And then I feel bad about feeling bad because I have the same thing where like I live in an apartment and like I do have an income and I'm able to feed myself and take care of myself, but man, I have been so stressed. Like yesterday when I left my apartment to go to walk the movies was vibrating and like truly feeling like, do I need to go back on medication? Like I was on medication at one point in my life.
Might as well.
And I don't know that it would be the same medication, but like I feel on fire. Like I feel like things are just like so difficult and I don't know what, and no one can live like that. Like you can't live in that for too long. It's not healthy. Yeah. What do we do? Let's talk. What's going on?
You know, I mean, I do think I say get, there's a lot of, it helps so many people. I know so many people who are taking different things. Some people that I know take Lexapro. Some people that I know take, oh God, what's that one? I loved it. Cause it was in a monologue I did. makes me so mad. I can't remember.
I was on Wellbutrin at one point.
Oh, Wellbutrin. That's a good one. The one that my friend is on. Dang it. It's like a really popular one. Anyways, but improve the life tenfold. And I think if you can get over the feeling of being a feeling like guilty, which trust me, I still feel guilty about. I take medication and I don't know why it makes me not spiral into depression on the regular. So thank God for that, right? Like, why am I so...
Yeah.
I guess it's part of my, like, weird middle age or my crisis, I'm getting older and things like that. It's like everything's not working. I feel like everything's not working in my body and I'm so mad that it's not fucking working. Anyway, also, like, not that my parents were ever, like, anti, but they weren't really like, let's go seek some mental health, like, guidance. That was not the thing.
Sure.
Really, totally from, like, a grin and bear it, like, white knuckling it through. just like Taylor Tomlinson, the comedian, talks about, but it's so true. Anyway, I think we get the drugs. So my next step is to talk. I should talk to somebody. I think I need to do it. I've had therapists before and they haven't been great because you know why, Mike? I am a people pleaser. So if I feel like the person is not having a good time, I'll like entertain them and stuff like that. I don't want someone to just sit there and listen to me. I want a conversation. So I got to find somebody right. Who's like cool in that way, but also not like a jillion dollars. I mean, it's such a, so many of us in this world need the help and like can't get it because it's so expensive. I tried BetterHelp once. I did one round of it. It was during the pandemic when everything was going on. And I was like, yeah, this, I could just, at least I shut it off and didn't waste too much money. I quit immediately. But I was like, this girl is like younger than me. She's not, I don't respect, you know what I mean? Like, she's not going to be able to talk to me. I don't know. It just takes a special person. So I need to seek a human to talk to like supplement my medication. And you need to do the medication. I'm not forcing you, but I think you know. And that's the thing. The crazy thing is, Mike, that people don't live, like lots of people don't live like this, you know?
Right.
So that's how we know that there's, and like, it comes in waves, you know, it's like depression or anxiety, whatever. It's not always like streaming at you like a fire hose, which it feels like right now. I think I feel that way. I'm just like, oh my God. And also we don't want to like, the other thing is like, I go to like, oh, maybe I'll have more drinks. And like, obviously that's a bad reason to like have a drink is like, I need to relax or feel relaxed or whatever. Anywho, the point is all I'm saying is trust your first instinct and try not to overthink it. I don't know. And summertime sadness, man. I don't know. It's different. But we always get it around August, you and I. Like, it's your... Because your birthday... Right after your birthday, it's like, you know, we know it's the end of the summer and we're not going to be able to be out in the sun. And that's my usual summertime sadness of just being melancholy for the summer to be gone. But this is a little bit different. Our subject or our topic today is a little... It's a little bit more... I don't know. It's just a stronger feeling. But... I know it's going to be okay. Even just talking to you, I feel better. Like literally just being in this moment and talking to you, I don't feel sad or worried. I mean, you know, it's deep. It's behind a wall right now screaming at me, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's like the weirdest opposite seasonal depression that I'm feeling in that way of like, it feels like the summer's going by and what am I doing with it?
Right. Yes, that's a whole other. Yeah, so totally. And I feel that because I'm sitting behind a computer for 9 hours a day. Fine, everything's great. I'm doing great.
Well, maybe listen, we had talked about me coming to LA in like September. Maybe I come to LA and we leave LA. Like maybe I come and then we go somewhere for like 4 nights.
I love that.
And like have a Mike Vanya vacation.
We should, Mike, because I also have plans for us. We're gonna make $1 million. That's on the side. I can't tell everybody about that yet, but you and I, I'm not joking. Like I've been thinking about it a lot. I think about it okay, so can I tell you one thing I'm digging? Are we there?
Yeah.
We're not there. Are we there?
Okay, let's do it. Yeah, let's get to digging.
We can go back. It's not a show, it's not a nothing. I'm literally just getting up. As soon as I drop off the kids to the school at 8, I take a walk. And I've been walking 2 miles at least, sometimes a little more. And I'm mostly walking in the shade because it's hot as balls here. But like even then, it's like, you know, approaching 80. But it's been good for my mental health, you know? It's like towards the end of the day, that's when I'm like on live wires. I'm just like, ugh. But I've been loving it. And I've been listening to Patrick's new podcast. I've been listening to things that are just joyful. I'm not trying to self-help myself, which is what I usually do. I'm usually like learning something while I'm walking. But, you know, I'm just trying to have that. Honestly, that is why I'm grateful for that podcast right now. Like, I love his other podcast, which is the one he does, you know, and it's all true crime stuff. But sometimes some of it's dark and, you know, you don't always want to go there. This is just joy. It's pure, so much fun. Unadulterated joy. So I'm really grateful for that. So that's what I'm digging. And I'm digging that my headphones work. I almost lost them again.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's definitely been a fun that like Monday mornings I wake up and I watch the, you know, the next episode of The Golden Girls.
Yeah.
And then I go for a walk and listen to the podcast and they're really fun. And yeah, I'm constantly like, I'm not angry that he's friends with Jen Samard and I'm not angry.
you too can be. Patrick is one of your best friends. He could definitely be friends with her.
Yeah, mine is like the opposite of like happy and fun and light. But I have to say, like, it was a bit of a release in a way yesterday, because the movie that I went to see. Are you able to watch the Quiet Place movies? Have you seen like the first two?
I have not, but I think I could do it. What do you think?
I think you could too. They're super intense. Okay. But they're like 90 minutes.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah.
Like, it's a super uncomfortable place to live. But it goes really quickly. Okay. I will say the new one is called A Quiet Place Day One.
Uh-huh.
And for those that don't know, like, A Quiet Place takes place in a world in which something has invaded the planet and hunts based only on sound. So if you're quiet, they cannot find you.
I would die immediately.
I literally think I would be like, come and get me, I'm ready to go. Like,
as a woman who's been kicked out of, and a child, as a child to woman, I've been kicked out of, I think, 6 libraries because of the resonance of my voice. I would die immediately. I'm not joking. I wish I was joking. That is an absolute true story. Anyways, do you think I should, like, could I watch this one or should I go watch them all leading up?
It doesn't matter. Okay. You can watch them. Okay. You should watch the first one before you watch the second one for sure. But you could watch this one for, like, go if you want to go to it and have a theater experience.
That's what I want. You know what?
Yeah, this one. Obviously, it takes place first. This is like day one. It's funny because it's called day one and it's really like days 1, 2, and 3. Okay. But, you know, I'll allow it. But it's just really like, it's, listen, there are moments that I was like, why are you doing this? Why are you taking, like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
There were also moments, there's like a cat, and you know that I love cats so much.
I know.
And I was still just like, that cat's going to meow at some point and it's all going to be over. Like, so that was pretty stressful. But they're just interesting. I like the new one takes place in New York City, and I guess they filmed almost none of it in New York City. I guess it's mostly filmed in London, but I didn't know that. Like, I looked it up afterwards and it was like mostly filmed in these areas of London. They do a really good job. It's Lupita Nyong'o who plays like the main protagonist, and she's like, oh my gosh, she's just so watchable. Did I ever tell you that I saw her in a Broadway play?
No.
And like I saw her in a Broadway play, and I'm losing the name of it right now, but it was written by, oh gosh, oh, she's on The Walking Dead. She like plays like the badass with the, anyways, I'm the oh point God, of the no story idea. Is that I saw literally 20 minutes into her performance, I was like, oh, that's Lupita Nyong'o. Like, she was so like just a different person in this role. And then the main guy is Joseph Quinn, which the entire time watching the movie, I'm like, is that the dude from last season of Stranger Things? And it is. Oh. He just like looks really different. And I'm like, he's like 30 in real life. He's so cute. Oh, but like in Stranger Things, he's like playing a high schooler. And I was like, you don't find him attractive, Mike. That's insane. He was in his 20s. Yeah. It's all good. He's 30 now. It's totally fine. But it was a really cool theatrical experience. I will say, yeah, go see it in a theater, because it was really interesting to like be in this space. And yeah, you can definitely see it first. But it's really, it definitely took me out of my problems for an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh my God. I love something taking me out of my problems for an hour and 40 minutes.
So yeah, there you go. And you know, I mean, could do with that is just what we were talking about. Like,
exactly.
I don't want to feel crazy all the time. Like, I don't want to feel on edge all the time. You know what we didn't really cover at all? Did you end up having a pride parade in your house?
We're still planning it. We haven't yet, but I want to hear about pride. Okay. Tell me about pride.
You know, I'm going to cut to the chase. Pride was kind of a bummer.
Oh,
and
no.
Just because, listen, I'm not upset with anyone. Everything was good. But the person that I was supposed to hang out with, like, ended up not feeling well. And, like, by not feeling well, was feeling really badly.
Oh,
and couldn't leave their apartment. And so I just sort of, like, wandered around by myself, which was fine. But it was, like, the second pride where, like, I was supposed to hang out with someone and then didn't, and kind of wandered around
it's
by myself. And
yeah.
And like, listen, I don't know how it is other places. New York, particularly this year, does not make it easy to like enjoy. Like, there were huge areas that were just blocked off, and like sidewalks that I'm like, why can't I stand there? Like, that's just an empty, huge space. And like, you couldn't even get within a block of it in a lot of places. And then other places that were just sort of blocked off for no reason. And then like, the weather was just kind of crappy. Like, it just started, it was like, it would pour and then be fine, and then pour and then be fine. And I was also like sort of looking forward to going to dinner, because the day before, at my restaurant, one of the managers I heard mention to someone else, oh, I'm at the other location tomorrow. And I was like, oh, that's fun. Like, maybe I'll stop by. And she's such a great person to work with. And she was like, oh my gosh, you'll make my night if you come in. Like, it'd be so great. And I was like, well, I don't think she means that. But, you know, I was in the area and I was like, you know what? Just take yourself to dinner. Like, go kind of like, I honestly, like, got to the door and like kind of like peeked around. It was like, am I gonna go in? Yeah. I felt sort of sheepish. And then like she peeked her head around and saw me and like came running out and was like, oh my gosh, you're here. That's so, I'm so excited. I was like, well, that's really nice. And then the other manager was there as another woman who I enjoy a lot. And honestly, who like kind of saved my job at one point because I was feeling very down. And she was the one that stepped in and was like, here are some truths and like got me through it.
Good.
So, you know, I had a great dinner and a nice conversation with both of them. And so it was fun. And once again, we go to the thing of like, I don't want to complain about when things are mostly fine, but it was kind of a bummer. It was kind of like, yeah, all right, I feel like next year I need to have a solid plan.
Right.
And it's so hard because like I try really hard to not New Year's Eve it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a day. It doesn't have to be perfect. But yeah,
maybe that's all. You should be on a float next year.
That just sounds so awful. I can't even imagine.
You
just do it,
and then you were, you know, right, go party. Someone invites you to party because you were on a float. You're like, did you know I was on a float?
Oh, I was on a float, so.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, that was Pride. It was fine. And I, once again, I don't mean to complain, but it was,
you get to,
not the day that I had planned.
Well, we'll save our stuff, though. Amelia is making a homemade piñata.
Oh, nice.
For the, that's fun. Our Pride party. Pride party. Because, you know, I do have a little thing with the crowds these days. So I did not take them because West Hollywood has a massive Pride parade.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it actually looked really fun. I watched the news and I was like, because it's not just a parade. You know, they have like a huge area where it's like, you know, stages, performances. So it's more than just that. Maybe next year you come here.
You know what? I don't think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I honestly have
and
thought about it.
And it happens early. In June.
Right. Yours is different. Because yeah. I think about, you know, the first Pride that I ever went to, I'm sure that I mentioned on this podcast at some point, was Atlanta Pride.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, my first year living in a city. And the difference was that the march
right.
ended
yes.
in Piedmont Park, which is sort of their version of Central Park. And like, then there were booths and a stage mm-hmm. and like performances. And I think that New York used to be more like that. It used to end in Central Park and now it ends in the Village because they want to send the business down to the Village, which I get. But then you couldn't even like Christopher Street Pier was like, you couldn't get to the pier.
What?
You couldn't get to a lot of parks along the water.
Idiots.
Yeah, it was just a weird setup. Yeah, and I feel like even my first year in New York, there were more things to do in the Village. Like there were like booths and you could kind of like walk around and look at different,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's the experience you want.
Yeah, that's so maybe, I don't know. I don't want New York Pride to be the bummer Pride, but like, I don't know. It's
like one that's maybe a little more like fun, then when you go to your hometown one, you'll be a little more like, this is cool. I already had a really, this is great. Cool. Great. Well, I remember one year you and I were just standing on like a corner, but there were so many people and we were just kind of like, you know what I mean? Like it was busy. It was crazy. It was fun. I cried a lot. I like to cry a lot throughout March because I'm an emotional person. What can I say?
Yeah.
But anyway, I love you. I'm proud of you.
I love you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I think things are, I mean, it's that hard thing of like, I think things are fine. I think it's fine. I think we're going to be fine. I think both of us are going to be fine. I do have the most random of random things.
Oh, I love it. Give me a random.
Because, so, you know that I have for the last, it's been almost over a year now that I've been really coming to terms with my crossword addiction.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying to get it down to like a 2-a-day habit. You know, I do like the daily one and then I'll kind of like allow myself one more from the archives later on. And so there's a thing about crossword words and like certain things, like a 4-letter for much is like, could be a lot. It could be lots. It could be a ton. It could be tons. You know what I mean? Like there's certain things where you're like, well, this is Acme and Apex, which basically mean the exact same thing, but you don't know which one it's going to be till you get some. I know this has happened with a longer string before and I didn't write it down. So the other day when I did a puzzle where it had to do with the national anthem and I was certain the answer was Dawn's Early Light, which totally fit.
Okay.
And then as I started doing the down crosswords and realized that it was actually Rocket's Red Glare. Those two phrases have the exact same amount of letters in them.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's just bizarre, right? Just yeah. so weird. So there
and
you go. That's my random random.
Gets red glare.
Yeah, there you go. There's my there's my random.
I
love random. You.
Well, that, I don't, my random. It's my mine's a random compliment. My brother listened to your album and he was like, I had no idea. Those songs are bangers or whatever he said. He was like, that first song, he's like, it's a banger. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, that's
he
so
really
sweet.
Enjoyed it. He really enjoyed it. So I just
that's really nice.
I again go to Mike's profile, Mike Jensen, and looking back on a possible end is the title.
I know it's wordy. It's wordy.
I like it.
Okay, thank you. There's a purpose to it.
Exactly.
It means something.
I love
Well, thank you. And thank you to your brother. Please pass my love along.
I will. All right. Well, Mike, I love you so much.
I love you so much. And let's figure out, let's get a vacation. Let's figure out a thing for us.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex in the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We'll be back next week. I'm recording. Oh, you fell over.
Sorry.
She's back.
I'm a shit show. What can I say? Here we go. Sorry.